好，我们现在回来看彼得前书。
Let's go back and look at First Peter.
彼得前书的第三章。
Let's look at chapter three.
好，这个第三章啊，第一段就是第一节到第六节。
The first part of chapter three is from verse 1 to 6.
啊，这个第一节到第六节啊。
Verse 1 to 6.
做妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
Okay, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands.
啊，前面呢、啊，这个彼得提摩太前书里面讲为什么要顺服。
Peter talks about why wives need to be submissive to their own husbands.
第一个，先造的是亚当。
First, because Adam was created.
那夏娃是从亚当出来的。
And Eve was from Adam.
所以亚当叫做头。
So Adam is the head.
所以要顺服。
So must submit.
第二个。
Second.
因为犯罪的是夏娃。
Because the one who sinned is Eve.
所以。带领犯罪 要顺服
so,
比较弱的要顺服
because Eve must submit because she was the one who sinned
这是圣经里面这样讲
and this is a teaching from the word of God
那我们也有讲员在问问题那是不公平为什么一直女人在顺服男人
and we have members who ask you know, it's really not fair why wife needs to submit to the husbands
所以现在婚礼、你如果看那个听那婚礼正道 很少讲顺服
And when you actually attend Mary, wedding ceremony, very, very, very rare do you hear sermons like wife need to submit to the husband.
那为什么很少讲顺服
Why is it very seldomly mentioned?
因为社会是男女平等的
Because in our society, men and women are equal.
那第二个
Second.
有的女的受教育比男的高
Because some women receive higher education than men.
能力比男的强
Abilities are much greater.
赚的钱比男人多
And they earn lot more money than men.
你说要我顺服吗
And you want me to submit?
这真的很难啊
And that is actually very difficult.
那这个是社会啊进到教会还是真理就是真理
But that is the society. But when we enter church, the truth is the truth.
那为什么这个叫做不是不公平
Why is it that we should not say it is not fair?
因为我们上一次读那个以弗所书里面在讲婚姻的道理。
And back in the book of Ephesians, we talked about the truth pertaining to marriage.
婚姻的道理其实就是基督爱教会的道理。
And the truth is Christ loved the church.
那基督爱教会在先。
Because Christ loved the church first.
所以教会要顺服基督。
That's why the church needs to submit to Christ.
我们现在想想看哦。
Let's、
有哪一个人顺服主耶稣，生活发生问题
？Think about who actually submit to Christ actually encounter problems in life.
我现在生活一大堆问题，为什么？因为我顺服主耶稣啊，没有这样的。
And then they say, well, because I submit myself to Christ, and I now have so much problem in my life.
我们如果现在生活很多问题哦，就是我们没有顺服神呐。
And the reason why we are so unstable in our life because we have not submitted ourselves to the Lord.
那顺服神是什么意思
What does it mean to submit to the Lord?
圣经说，你如果爱我，你就听我的诫命。
The Bible said, if you love me, you will obey me.
主耶稣讲的。
And that's the Lord. That's the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那神的诫命是出于他对我们的爱。
And God's commandments are based on His love for us.
所以我们如果顺服神，遵守他的诫命，就是接受神的爱。
So if we obey His word, His commandment, that means we are observing all His teachings.
我们就会蒙福。
And then we will be blessed.
那这样看起来顺服是好的。
So in that way, submission is actually very blessed.
因为顺服会得福气。
Because when we submit to our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be blessed.
顺服会避免很多的问题发生。
And submission will also avoid many pitfalls.
那不顺服神哦，才会发生很多问题。
And when we don't submit or yield to our Lord Jesus, then when we encounter a lot of issues.
因此，做丈夫的责任。
So the responsibility of a husband.
就是要用主耶稣的爱来爱他的太太。
Husband must love the wives as Christ loved the church.
那这个爱是不计算不求自己的益处。
And this love does not claim any own rights.
不计算人的恶。
It does not,
不计算人的恶。
Do not remember one's wrong.
那如果是这样的爱你顺服他当然是对我们自己有好处啊。
And of course, if we submit, if we follow this submission, it's actually very beneficial to us.
所以丈夫要一直提升那个爱，变成圣经里面讲那个爱。
So husband must elevate the love that is laid down for us in the word of God.
那做太太要一直的顺服，像圣经里面讲这个顺服，那婚姻就越来越好了。
And wives likewise must be submissive continuously to our home husband.
那现在发生一个问题。
And one issue.
那如果丈夫没有爱，那怎么办？
What if husband do not love their wives?
因为我们讲的是神的爱嘛。
Because we're talking about the love of God.
那神的爱呢？ 就是丈夫如果没有爱，就是他比较软弱嘛。我们做太太的比较刚强，我们要爱他，为他祷告。So
if husbands are weak, and we as wife, we must pray for our husband.
但他灵性一直进步，他那个头就能够当得越来越好。Because
the more we pray for our husband, the more stronger he gets.
所以夫妻之间情爱、友爱很好，不够。
So between husband and wife, yes, we have friendship love, we have love, but that is not enough.
需要神的爱在中间。
We need the love of God.
这个才会越来越像基督跟教会的关系。
And because we practice in this manner, we are going to be more like Christ.
好，那回到第三章。
Go back to chapter 3.
第三章在讲妻子，她是比较软弱的器皿。
In chapter 3, it talks about wives being the weaker vessel.
因为如果到第三章的第七节。
And verse 7 in chapter 3.
若做丈夫的要按情理跟妻子同住, 因为他比你软弱。
Wives likewise, a husband likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel.
这个他比你软弱，应该是指肉体。When
it says weaker vessel, it's referring to the flesh.
为什么？因为十字架下，门徒那个男的都跑光了。Because
you think about it, underneath the cross, all the men fled.
只剩下女的在那里。And
only women were gathered underneath the cross.
那有时候我们在教会，你看 NATS 几个男的来参加。And
if you look at NATS at church, how many brothers actually
attending? 全部大部分都是女的。
And most of them are sisters.
那我们有时候在地方教会里面负责人越来越多女的，男的不晓得去哪里。
And if you look at local churches, a lot of our church council members are all sisters.
所以这个他比你软弱，我想应该是肉体上，有时候灵性上，真的女的比男的还强。
So when the scripture said wives as to the weaker vessel, I think it's referring to the flesh.
但是女人虽然比较弱，even
though sister could be weaker.
女人可以非常有力量影响她的先生。
But women are very influential, can influence their husband.
所以不要想弱者就没有力量，弱者是有力量的。
So do not think yourself as someone who is weak. You can be strong and have strength.
哥林多后书里面保罗说，我身上有一根刺。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, I have this thorn in my flesh.
这根刺让我很痛苦，我常常觉得很软弱。
And this thorn actually kept tormenting me.
不要想说保罗一直很软弱，他就倒在地上。Do
not think that Paul was so weak that he actually lie on the ground.
你看他被石头打，别人把他拖出去，以为他死掉了。And
even though he was stoned to death, but you know they dragged him outside the city.
保罗起来就开始继续传福音了。And
the scripture said he got up and he started preaching again.
所以他觉得说我很软弱，但是其实他很刚强。Even
though he may refer himself as weak, but he's actually very strong.
怎么刚强？How？
要多祷告，靠神。 We need to pray more and rely on the Lord.
所以在主里面他就很刚强。So
in Christ, he's strong.
那倒过来，如果一个人不会觉得自己软弱，他祷告不会很认真。So
likewise, if someone thinks that, you know what, I'm actually not weak, in fact, his prayer actually are not powerful.
所以彼得说，我要跟你一起死，他哪里有软弱？
Just like Peter, he said, you know what, I'm going to die for you, God.
那十字架下彼得在哪里？
And underneath the cross, where was Peter?
他早就溜走了。He
ran as fast as he could.
所以你看他很强，其实他很弱。Even
though he might sound like he's very strong, but he's actually very weak.
主耶稣跟不下去。He
could not follow Christ all the way to the end.
好，那女人虽然被称作软弱的器皿。
even though women is considered as a weaker vessel.
她可以很强，她可以改变她的先生。
But women can be strong because they in a way can influence their husband.
怎么改变？
How to change?
好，我们再回来看第三章。
Let's look at chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse
1. 这样，若有不信从道理的丈夫，虽然自己不听道，也可以因着妻子的品性被感化过来。所以力量在这里。
So here is a strength recorded in verse 1. If some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以我也听过一个姐妹要带她先生信主。
And I remember hearing a sister telling me how she led her husband to Christ.
就邀她先生去风景区玩，开车去，不能坐飞机。
And then she took her husband on a trip, and they did not fly; they were in a car.
他已经想好了，带了一大堆录音带。现在第一个好人有罪，第二个耶稣是救主，第三个要悔改受洗。
So she actually had it all planned out. She wanted him to listen to a bunch of series of sermons that it's about, you know, men have sinned, we must repent, and we must come to Christ.
结果旅游回来，他先生还是不信啊。
And even after coming back from the trip, her husband did not want to come to know God.
这样就没有希望吗？
So it sounded like he has no hope.
当然不是没有希望啊。
But of course, he's not without hope.
若有不信道理的丈夫，可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
It says that those who do not obey, but may be won by the conduct of their wives.
所以啊，这个妻子的品性啊，很有力量。
So the conduct of wives actually are very powerful.
好，那要怎么感化？
So how do we affect or influence?
好，所以第二节开始就在讲哈，因为贞洁的品性、敬畏的心，哈，那这个贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心的具体的表现就是第四节。
So in verse 2, it says it talks about wives' chaste conduct accompanied by fear, and that is also connected to verse 4.
那第三节就在讲方向不要错了。
So verse 3 tells us make sure the direction is correct.
不要以外面的变法戴金饰穿美衣为装饰。
So do not let your adornment be merry outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
如果做太太的天天要买名牌的这个看起来是很好看的，除非先生很有钱不然痛在心里。
So wives do not keep buying brand name clothes because unless your husband's very wealthy, otherwise he'll be in pain.
那个买很贵的香水来撒当然很香但是那个钱撒在身上有时候先生真的是心里好像刀子在割。
So if we buy very expensive perfume or cologne, even though it smells really nice once we put them on, but husband actually will be displeased because of the money that we spend.
重点是第四节。
The key is verse 4.
长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Hidden person of the heart.
这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
With the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
长久温柔安静。
That means gentle and quiet spirit for a long time.
怎么会温柔呢？
How to become gentle?
怎么会安静呢？
How to have a quiet spirit?
我们在真耶稣教会的信徒有一个秘诀。
So among True Jesus Church members, we do have a secret.
就是要祷告。
That is to pray.
你看现在加州在干旱。
So now look at California. We are in a drought.
有的那个河的床都干了。就变成硬邦邦的。
And you could see the barrenness, you know, in the riverbed.
你在上面撒种，它也不会发芽。
And even though you sow seeds on the riverbed, they are not going to grow.
但是如果有一天下大雨。
But if one day the rain comes.
那个河床变湿的就软下来了。
And the riverbeds are all wet.
然后你再撒种下去，它就会开始发芽。
And then when you plant seeds, the seeds are going to grow.
那块地就是人的心。
So that land, that ground is actually referring to the heart of man.
有时候生活越舒服，人的心越硬。
So the more comfort that we receive from life, the harder our heart becomes.
所以温柔很难。
So to be gentle, it's actually quite challenging.
那等到圣灵从上面浇灌下来。
But when we wait for the Spirit, Holy Spirit pour down on us from above,
那个神的灵一降下来，人的心就会温和。
When the Holy Spirit pour on us and fill us, then our hearts will become gentle.
这是圣灵所带来好的果效。
And that is the effect of having the Holy Spirit.
那安静呢？
And what about quiet spirit?
神同在就是。 就一个表现就是安静。
When God abides in us, and that is a sign that we have a quiet spirit.
所以神同在的人一定有一个表现非常稳重，非常稳。
So when God abides in a person, that person will experience, will lift out a quiet spirit.
那个就是安静。
And that is a quiet spirit.
这个就是女人的装饰，这个就是女人的力量。
And that is the strength of a woman, and that is also the power of a woman.
那有了这个，就可以感化她的先生。
And if we have all these conduct, you know, chase conduct accompanied by fear, then we could influence our husbands.
那这个不是做不到的。
And that is not something not doable.
所以在第五节在讲古时仰赖神圣洁的妇人，好像亚伯拉罕的撒拉太太撒拉。
In verse 5 and in verse 6, it talks about Sarah obey Abraham and call him Lord.
所以第六节，撒拉听从亚伯兰称他为主。
And here it says verse 6, Sarah obey Abraham, calling him Lord.
我有点好奇，你不需要举手，我们当中做太太有称你先生为主的举手。
I'm actually really curious. If you call your husband Lord, please raise your hand.
没有一个。
No one.
这里有一个榜样。
And here is an example for us.
如果你能够很温柔，真的尊重太太先生为主，先生一定会受感动的。
And when you actually humbly, gently call your husband Lord, he will be touched.
越有能力，教育越高，做赚钱越多的，回到先生事事是随主，这个先生会非常感动，流眼泪。
And even though you're so capable, you make so much money. And you have such high status in the society, but when you return home, you call your husband Lord, he will be very touched.
这个就是神要我们做的一个力量。
And this is what God wants us to receive as his strength.
那做先生呢?
And what about for husbands?
如果看第七节,
Let's look at verse 7.
这里讲要按情理与妻子同住。
It says, likewise, husband, dwell with them with understanding.
这个情理也可以讲知识。This
understanding also refers to knowledge.
是按照圣经的教训跟妻子同住。And
that is according to the teaching of the word of God to dwell with wives with understanding.
因为她比你软弱。Because
she is a weaker vessel.
所以要让妻子感觉到先生很体贴，就是按情理嘛。
So we husband needs to make sure that they show a lot of affection towards the wives.
因此很多的妻子也受感动，因为先生确实是对太太非常的照顾。
And a lot of wives are very moved by the love from the husband because the husband really took good care of them.
然后他与你一同承受生命之恩。
And it says as being heirs together of the grace of life.
这个生命是什么？
And what is this life?
是属灵的生命。
And this is referring to spiritual life.
是永恒的生命。
And this is eternal life.
是丰盛的生命。
It's an abundant life.
所以我们信耶稣就是要承受这个生命。
And when we receive Christ, when we believe in Christ, we need to receive this grace of life.
那一起承受生命就是表示我们在属灵上追求，我们的配偶是我们的伴侣。
And it says being heirs together, that means our other half is our company on this journey of faith.
两个比一个好。
Two, it's better than one.
所以我们在追求属灵的这一条路，如果真的有一个人作伴，互相鼓励，实在是很好。
And as we walk on this journey of faith, it's wonderful to have a partner that walks together with us. It's such a blessing.
所以要用这样来敬重他，那祷告就没有障碍。So
likewise, we husband needs to dwell with them with understanding, so that our prayers may not be hindered.
这个祷告没有障碍，就是我们跟神的关系很好。And
when it says our prayers may not be hindered, that means our relationship with God is really good.
那要祷告， 得到神的垂听啊，我们跟配偶的关系很重要。
So if we want our prayers to be answered by God, then our relationship with our spouse is very crucial.
我们跟配偶的关系好啊，我们祷告就容易蒙神垂听。
So if we have a good relationship with our spouse, our prayers will not be hindered.
所以人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系是合在一起的。
So human relationships and relationship and our relationship with God are all connected.
有没有可能一个人我跟神关系很好，跟大家合不来？
Is it possible that someone say, "Well, my relationship with God is really good, but my relationship with others are terrible"?
我从圣经看起来哈，不太可能。
And it's actually impossible from the perspective from the Word of God.
主耶稣在十二岁哈，神跟人喜爱的心呢都增加。
When Jesus was only a child, you know, it says in the Bible that he actually received favor from God and from men.
不只神喜欢他，人也喜欢他。
And not only men adores him, but also God as well.
那神喜欢的人，人一定会喜欢。
When someone is pleased by God, that person is also pleased by men.
因为神喜欢的人就是爱神的人。
Because someone who is loved by others will also be loved by God.
那爱神的人就是遵守神的诫命。
And someone who loves the Lord will obey his commands.
那神的诫命就是要爱人。
And God's command is to love one another.
所以为什么说跟神的关系好，一定跟人的关系很好。
So if our relationship with others are very good, that means our relationship with God is also very good.
所以有时候我们在想啊，我的灵性好不好？
So sometimes we have to ask ourselves, if, do I have good spirituality?
我们自己也很好奇，我的灵性好不好？
Do you ask yourself, do I have good faith?
如果我们在教会有一个敌人，
If we actually have one enemy in church,
那个就是说我们的灵性还不够好。
That means that our spirituality is not good enough.
为什么教会的人会变敌人？
Why is it that one church member becomes our enemy?
圣经不是叫我们要赦免吗？
Didn't the Bible tell us that we need to forgive?
你看主耶稣在十字架上。
And look at Jesus on the cross.
主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they did."
那如果我们对别人有赦免，就没有敌人了。
So if we actually offer forgiveness, have forgiveness, then we will not have any enemies.
所以在教会里面，你如果有两个你不跟他讲话，那个就是我们的灵性的障碍。
And if church, if you have two members that you do not talk to, that means you have some obstacles still in your faith.
有三个我不理他，那个就是我灵性的缺点。
And if you have three people that you do not want to get in touch with, that means there's something wrong with your spirituality.
所以我的灵性好不好？
So, do you have good spirituality?
我看我跟教会信徒的关系就是我的灵性的一个指标。
Then you have to look at the relationship, your relationship with the brother and sister in church.
所以人跟神的关系就在人跟人的关系表现出来。
So our relationship with God is totally reflected and manifested in our relationship with others.
好，那我们从第八节一直到十六节。
Let's look at verse 8 to 16.
这个第八节到十六节就是讲对众圣徒。
And from verse 8 to 16, it's referring to all members.
我们 这一段圣经啊，要告诉我们，我们要彼此相爱。
Here, this passage tells us that we need to love one another.
我们会要看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
总因而知，你们要同心，彼此相爱，如弟兄，存灵敏温柔的心。
Having finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous.
第九节
Verse 9.
不要以恶报恶，倒要以辱骂，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召的，好叫你们承受福气。这个福气从哪里来？
In verse 9, where do we get this blessing?
这个福气是从神来的。
And this blessing is from God.
那第下面人若爱生命，愿享美福，就要禁止嘴唇不说恶言，嘴唇不出说诡诈的话。十一节
Verse 10 and
11. 要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。如果我们要得到福气，
If we want to receive blessings,
人跟人之间相处要遵行神的道。
We need to live out the word of God.
所以人跟人之间有时候我们忘记了，我们中间还有神。
You know, sometimes when we interact with others, we forget that God is among us.
那就变成你对我好，我就对你好；你对我不好，我也对你不好。
So in a way, we become so. If you treat me well, then I'll treat you well.
那神在哪里
？But where is God?
神不见了。
Where is God? God disappeared.
那神不见，怎么可以得祝福呢
？So when God disappeared, where are we going to receive blessing?
所以这里讲啊，不要以恶报恶。
And here it says, "Do not repay evil for evil."
啊，以辱骂还辱骂，要祝福。
We need to bless instead of giving.
为什么要祝福
？Instead of repaying evil, why do we need to bless?
因为神在我们中间。
Because God is among us.
神要我们以善报恶。
God wants us to treat evil with good.
这个标准很高了。
And this is a very high standard.
做得到就蒙福。
But if we do it, then we will inherit a blessing.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray.
阿们。我们继续来学习。彼得前书
We shall continue to study 1 Peter.
还没有开始之前，我想问大家一个问题。
Before we begin, let me ask you a question.
再过十年，还愿意来参加 NYTS 举手。
In 10 years that you still would desire to come to attend NATS, please raise your hand.
感谢主。再过二十年。
What about 20 years? Okay, if I'm still alive.
好。再过三十年。
What about 30 years? In 30 years. Okay.
放下。
Okay. Thank you.
如果我们现在70岁，再过十年80岁，有可能。
If you're 70 years old right now, in 10 years you will be 80.
那再过20年90岁。
In 20 years you'll be 90.
还是有可能。
Very possible that you can still attend.
但是年纪越大，我要参加 NATS 就越来越少机会了。
And the more we age, the chance of attending will be very seldom.
我们想想看，再过三十年我会在哪里
？In 30 years, where will you be?
70岁，再过三十年，100岁。
So if you're 70 years old right now, in 30 years you'll be 100.
100岁，我们是愿意住在养老院呢，还是愿意住在乐园
？So if you're 100 years old, would you rather be living in a senior home or in heaven?
真的吗？真的。你若看100岁的人，除非很健康，一般都躺在床上，要人服侍。
So if you look at someone who's already in 100, most likely they are already, in their own bed.
那这个就是信仰的可贵。
And this is the preciousness of our faith.
肉体渐渐朽坏。
Even though outwardly we are perishing.
所以我们的盼望，随着肉体渐渐消失。
And our hope is perishing also as we age.
但是我们的心，一天心是一天
，But our heart should be renewed every day.
那个就是我们在属灵上的追求更新。
And this is the purpose of why we need to continue to be renewed in our journey of faith.
所以我们希望有一天，我们在地上结束的时候
，So when we really end our life,
我们能够真的彰显主耶稣的形象
，And we can.Manifest the nature of God.
我们要进天国之前，要称，不是称体重。
Before we enter heaven, we must weight ourselves.
如果进天国，称体重，我们现在要称，吃多一点。
So if entering heaven, we must weight, then of course we have to eat a little bit more.
在但以理书里面。
In the book of Daniel.
我想。头脑运动一下，会让你更年轻。但以理书里面
，So let's exercise or bring a little bit more so we can become younger.
有一个王，在神的天平称出来有亏欠。
And there was a king when he was put under the weight of God, he was found wanted.
我们可以翻圣经。
Okay, you can refer to the Bible.
翻圣经代表我们圣经很熟，一下就翻到。
So if you flip the Bible, that means that you know your Bible pretty well.
什么伯沙撒王，对不对
？King Belshazzar.
他在神的天平，称出来有亏欠。
And when he was weighed, he found there were a lot of shortcomings.
每个人上天国的时候要经过天平。
Every one of us, before we go to heaven, we must be weighted.
那我们越像主耶稣哈，在神
呢 ，the more we become like Christ，
在神面前哈，我们的分量越重
，then our weight in front of God is heavy。
那天国荣耀越大
，and the glory that we will receive in heaven is great。
所以我们一生要努力什么？
So what do we need to strive for in this life?
努力，彼得前书第一章讲，要去得那个活泼的盼望。
Just like what is recorded in the first chapter of in 1 Peter, that is to strive for the living hope.
然后它是存在天上的产业。
And this living hope is reserved in heaven for us.
所以我们做基督徒哦，不要让人觉得很可怜哦。
So becoming a Christian, we should not let others feel that we are very pitiful.
我是天父的儿子，怎么是可怜的？
We are children of God. Why should we call ourselves pitiful?
我的爸爸是天上的神呢。
Our Father is in heaven. He is our heavenly Father.
我是君尊的祭司。
I am a royal priesthood.
我是圣洁的国度。
I'm a holy nation.
我是属神的子民。
And I belong to God. I'm His own special people.
所以我们做基督徒受洗那天开始，不要让人觉得很可怜。
So the moment we got baptized, we should not call ourselves pitiful.
还有，我要在天国有产业。
And we need to believe that we have an inheritance in heaven.
有一个弟兄啊，他说他很难跟他的亲戚朋友布道。
And there's a brother. He says very difficult for him to preach to his relatives.
那为什么很难？
And I said why?
我每次去看他们，我都很羡慕他们，我怎么布道？
And he said every time I visit them, I feel I really admire their living.
所谓羡慕他们呢，就是直接用眼睛看了，他好像都比我都好啊。
And when he said, when he looked at them, it's basically what he saw was really pleasing to his eyes.
但是呢，在马可福音里面讲啊，主耶稣看到这么多人来跟从他，主耶稣就怜悯他们。
In the book of Mark, Jesus saw the great multitude and he had compassion on them.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
所以我们要去向人传福音哦，我们要用基督的心，用基督的眼光来看这个人，你就觉得他真的很可怜。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to use the heart of God, having that compassion to really love them.
我的王是天上的神。
My king is heavenly, is in heaven.
如果他没有得救，他的王是谁？
So if his king is not heavenly king, then whose king does he belong to?
他的王是谁？
Whose king does he belong to?
不好意思讲了哦。
And you may not be ready to say this.
得救就是从撒旦的权下归向的，他的王是魔鬼啊。
So actually, his king belongs to the domain of darkness, that is Satan.
所以这个天上的基业是人生最大的赏赐。
So this heavenly inheritance is our greatest blessing.
因此，我们一生要用最大的力量来预备我们自己。来得到这个基业。
So we need to exert all our efforts in order to receive this inheritance.
因此，我们就进到彼得前书的第二章以后。
So then we enter second chapter of 1 Peter.
第二章以后就是讲要过敬虔的生活。
And after chapter 2 basically talks about we have to live a godly life.
神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以我们的生活要敬虔，要圣洁。
And that's why we need to live a sanctified life.
那如果要敬虔，要圣洁，就会受苦。
And if we want to live a sanctified life and be godly, we must suffer.
有时候我们看我们自己的子女哦，工作很好，但是工作得很辛苦。
And when we look at our children, they work so hard, but they work so long hours.
那但是因为他的收入很高啊，所以辛苦也是有代价的。
And because they have very high salary, so that's why they must pay a price.
那做基督徒要受苦。
As Christians, we must suffer.
为什么？
Why?
最后的原因就是为着活泼的盼望。
And the very reason is that we can receive this living hope.
那如果有这个盼望，
and if we have this hope,
谁得罪我都不会离开神。
And it doesn't matter who offends us, it doesn't really matter.
我不会离开教会。
I will not leave the church.
因为救恩在真教会里面。
Because salvation is found in the true church.
好，那我们 查考到第三章。
We studied chapter 3.
好，快要结束。
And we're almost at the end of chapter 3.
那在第三章的第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
在告诉我们，我们对众圣徒、对周围的人应该要有什么生活的态度。
In verse 8, it tells us the attitude that we should have when we are around brothers and sisters.
对周围的人我们最重要要用爱心来对待。
And all those God placed in our lives, we must receive them with love and have a compassion.
所以第八节你们要同心彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯谦卑的心。第九节。
Verse 9.
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福为什么会以恶报恶呢？就是 OK， 行了。
Why does it say that we should not return evil for evil?
就是有下面那个恶先嘛，因为有人用恶对待我们，所以我们就以恶来报他。
Because people treat us with evil.
那以辱骂还辱骂，为什么呢？因为别人骂我，所以我把他骂回去啊。
Because they scolded us, so we need to scold back.
那为什么我们不要用这一种方式来对待我们周围的人？
And why is it that we should not return evil for evil?
下面倒要祝福，因为你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
And later part it says, on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
然后14节
Verse 14.
13节
Verse 13.
你们若热心行善，有谁害你们呢？十四节。
And then verse 14.
就是你们为义受苦，也是有福的。这个十三节的热心行善不是说用钱去给别人这样而已。
In verse 13, it talks about when we do good, it's not just simply giving money to others.
这里讲热心行善就是用神认为好的、对的方式去对待我们周围的人，这个叫做行善。
And when we do good, we're actually using the divine nature of God to help those around us and do good.
那为着行善呢，所以就进到十四节，你们就为义受苦也是有福的。
And because we do good, we suffer for righteousness' sake.
什么叫做为义？
So, what does it mean to suffer for righteousness?
就是为着神看为对的事情，我这样去做来受苦，这是有福气的。
Suffer for righteousness means that we actually are doing what is right in the eyes of God.
如果别人骂我，我把他骂回去。
And if someone do evil, and then we return evil.
那我们的回应在神看起来就是不义。
So our reaction to evil is not godly in the eyes of God.
那我为什么不愿意忍受冤屈呢？
So why is it that we would not want to suffer?
我们常常会说服自己，因为他骂我所以我骂回去啊。
Because I need to return evil for evil.
也就是说，别人犯罪，我也可以犯罪，这个在神面前是讲不过去的。
So if someone sinned, then I should also sin. But in the eyes of God, that is not right.
那为义受苦就是别人犯罪，我要用神认为好的来回应他。
So suffer for righteousness' sake means that if someone treat us wrongly, we should treat them back with the righteousness of God.
那我就很委屈啦，所以我就受苦啊。
So even though we suffer and we feel like, oh, I am being put to shame.
但是这个是有福气的。
But it says here that we are blessed.
所以我们怎么回应我们周围的人事物，这个就是我们的灵性。
So how do we return people, things, and that reflects our spirituality?
因此我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
要心里尊主耶稣为圣，有人运问你们心中盼望的缘由，就常做准备，以温柔敬畏心回答个人。十六节
，16
要存无愧的良心叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上无赖你们基督的有好品德的自觉的羞愧这个十六节要常无愧的良心。
16, it says we need to have a good conscience.
我们常常讲这个良心啊, 是指着我没有骗人, 我没有偷人, 我没有抢人, 所以我良心很平安。
So when we talk about good conscience, we always talk about, well, I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't treat others wrongly.
但是当彼得前书在讲良心啊, 就比这个更进一步。
But when Peter talks about good conscience, he actually went further.
我们昨天查考有讲良心对得起神。
Yesterday we talked about our good conscience has to be towards God.
也就是第二章的19节。
And that's recorded in chapter 2, verse 19.
我们在公司上班。
So when we work in a company,
有时候遇到老板不是很好。
Sometimes we encounter
不好的老板。
We encounter boss that are not good.
那如果有10个人一起上班,
and if we have 10 workers,
我们的回应跟那10个人都一样,
do we react exactly the same way as the rest of the 10?
那我们在神面前哦, 就良心对不起神。
Then our conscience is not commendable before God.
为什么这样说?
Why did I say that?
因为我跟那9个人不一样。
Because I am different from the rest.
我是蒙恩的。
I have been given grace.
主耶稣为我受苦死在十字架上。
And our Lord Jesus suffered for me.
所以我现在是神的儿女。
So now I am a child of God.
是神重价买来的。
And I've been purchased by His by a big price.
主耶稣对我有一个期待。
And our Lord Jesus has expectation for me.
就是要在我们生活中把他的美德彰显出来。
And I need to live out His good virtue in my life.
所以这个主给我们的恩典有一个附带条件，你要把他的美德彰显出来。
So we have a responsibility to live out the grace of God. That is to portray His goodness, His virtue.
那如果我们回应跟其他9个人一样，那老板一看，你信耶稣跟他们都一样啊。
And if we react like the rest of the workers, then we are no different than the Gentiles.
那神的美德没有彰显。
And then God's virtue will not be manifested.
那我们就良心对不起神。
Then our conscience is not commendable before God.
那如果我们用神的美，主耶稣的美德被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话，让人觉得说这信耶稣真的是不一样。那我们的良心就对得起神。
So if our conscience is clear, even though others may slander us, but if our conscience is clear, we will do what is right in the eyes of God.
因此，我们回到第三章。
Let's go back to chapter 3.
第三章16节讲无愧的良心。
Verse 16 talks about having a good conscience.
所谓无愧的良心就是14节，为义受苦。
And having this conscience is actually based on verse 14, that is to suffer for righteousness.
人跟人在互动当中哦, 有时候我们人会受苦。
And when interacting with people, we will suffer.
是为义。
Because we suffer for righteousness' sake.
明明我们是对的。
Because what we do is right.
那别人为什么这样对待我们?
And why this person treating me this way?
那如果15节哦, 我们 心里存基督为圣，尊主耶稣为大，用主耶稣的那一种心、那一种态度来回应他，那我们的良心就没有亏欠。But
here in verse 15, it says, "If we sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, then our conscience should be clear."
所以做基督徒不是很多的规条。我现在遇到哪里，我来翻翻看有没有那个规条告诉我怎么做。
So being a Christian is not going by the rules. Oh, I'm going to flip to this verse and see if actually I can do this.
基督活在我心里。
It's Christ lived in me.
所以那个大原则抓住，我们知道，就知道怎么来回应我们周围。
So we need to hold on to that overarching principle.
在每一件事情上，我有没有把基督的样式表现出来？
In everything that I do, am I living out the heart of God?
如果这样，我们就对得起神。
And if that's the case, then our conscience is commendable towards God.
我们在彼得前书里面读来读去，到最后变成什么？
So when we finish reading 1 Peter, what do we get?
是因为神，所以我这样做。
Because of God, then I do this.
也为着神为目的，我这样做。
And because for God, I will do this.
就变成以神为原因，以神为目的。
So it's, we're basing everything on God. Because of God, this is the reason why I'm living out the way I'm living.
那还没有信主以前都是因为我。
And because before we come to Christ, it's all about I, me, myself.
因为我想这样。
Because I want it this way, so I want to do things this way.
哦，那我这样回应是因为我觉得这样好。
And because this is the reason why I react, because I feel this is the right way.
那神在哪里？
But then where is God?
基督在哪里？
And where is Christ?
没有啊。
He's not anywhere.
在我们生活中，基督没有地位啊。
So in our life, Christ has no position.
哦，那我现在把主耶稣摆在我心里。
So now I put Christ in my heart.
哦，每一件事情我想啊，主耶稣要怎么做？
So in everything that I do, I'm thinking about what would Christ do?
那我这样去回应。
And so this is how I will react and respond.
目的啊，让主耶稣得荣耀。
So the whole thing is to let God be glorified.
哦，那我的良心就很平安了。
Then my conscience is very calm and it's clear.
所以我们把主耶稣放在心里，我们发现，哎，我们在做人做事的不一样，差很多。
So when we actually put Christ in our heart, everything we do will be very different.
那这个叫做信仰的成长，这个叫做生命的更新。
And this is called growing of our faith, it's also renewing of our faith.
所以信仰绝对不是啊，来守安息日，奉献十一捐，结束了。
So being a Christian is not just coming to keeping the Sabbath and then offering tithes.
这个是很表面的事情。
And it's actually a very service deed.
到最后信仰会越来越深入，主耶稣在我内心已经取代了我自己。
And the more we live for Christ, the more you discover that Christ basically occupies everything in our heart.
我是因他而做，也是为他而做。
And whatever I do for him, and whatever I do, because Christ lived in me.
为什么？
Why?
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
神的旨意是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因为行恶受苦。这里讲啊，神的旨意叫我们要行善受苦。
Here it says, if it's the will of God to suffer for doing good, then for doing evil.
所以受苦有两种，一个作恶受苦，一个是行善受苦。
So there are two types of suffering. One suffering is doing the will of God, and the other one is doing evil.
那行善受苦有没有榜样？
So are there any role models when we actually suffer for doing good?
我是不是第一个人这样做？
Am I the very first person who's doing this?
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
因为基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的，为着要引导我们到神面前。
Verse 18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
这里讲基督一次为罪受苦，就是钉十字架。
So here it talks about Christ suffered once for sin, that's referring to him nailing on the cross.
那义代替不义，义就是他本身。
The just for the unjust, just is Jesus Christ himself.
那不义就是我。
Unjust is me.
所以他为我牺牲。
And he is the one who sacrificed for me.
目的就是要把我引到神的面前。
And the whole purpose is to bring us to God.
这个就是为义受苦的榜样。
And this is the example of suffering for doing good.
所以主耶稣说，你要做我的门徒，你要舍己，要跟着我来。
And Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, you must take up the cross and follow me.
因此我们受洗以后，不要一直想我的想法、我的看法、我的利益、我的观点，这个过去了。
So after we are baptized, we should not think about what I think, what I want to do, this is my value, and what I think I should satisfy myself.
因为基督是我的榜样。
Because Christ is my role model.
我要跟着他来走。
I need to follow him.
那这样的话，我就会背十字架。
And this is the way that I will carry my cross.
我就会受苦。
And I will suffer.
那为什么我受苦呢？
And because why do I have to suffer?
因为主耶稣已经为我受苦。
Because Christ has already suffered for me.
所以我现在为主耶稣的名受苦，这是一种回报。
And the reason why I suffer now is because I am repaying what he has done for me.
这个叫做爱神。
And that is called loving God.
所以爱神不只是 奉献十一捐而已啊。
So loving God is not just simply giving tithes.
哦，爱神就是我愿意付出一切的代价来跟主耶稣。
Loving God means I'm willing to sacrifice everything for Him.
来彰显他的生命。
To manifest His life.
让他在我的生活中得到荣耀。
So that He can be glorified in my life.
那个是爱神。
And that is called loving God.
哦。那接下去就是在讲主耶稣为我们受苦啊，有什么好处
？And after verse 18, it talks about what other goodness the result of following Christ.
啊，从十八节一直到二十二节。
From verse 18 onward.
啊，如果我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
这个水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督的复活，也拯救了你们。这洗礼不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只除在神面前有无愧的良心。啊，这个就提到洗礼。
And here it mentions water baptism.
啊，洗礼会有功效，就是因为耶稣为我流出宝血在十字架。
And the reason water baptism is so effective because Christ's blood wash away our sins, remove off the field.
我们有一个赦罪的泉源。
So we have this fountain of redeeming sins.
哦，那现在在洗礼里面有水，有圣灵的见证，有主耶稣的宝血。
So in the water there is the blood of Jesus Christ, and there has the as the confirmation of the Holy Spirit, and then also His truth.
哦，所以。二十一节哈，在神面前有无愧的良心。
So now we have this good conscience.
为什么
？Why？
因为洗礼的时候罪已经被洗掉了，所以我们良心就没有亏欠。
Because when we are baptized, all our sins are washed away.
为什么亚当跟夏娃不敢出来见神
？And how come Adam and Eve did not want to see God？
因为他有罪嘛。
Because they have sinned.
那为什么后来他又能够见神？
And why is it later that they are willing to meet God?
因为神用动物的皮做一个衣服给他穿。
Because God used the skin of an animal to cover them.
哦，所以我们今天能够见神，不是因为我是义人。
The reason why we can see God today is not because we are righteous.
是因为洗礼的时候，主耶稣称我为义。
Because through water baptism, we have been called righteous.
也就是主耶稣给我一件白衣服遮盖我的罪，所以我今天能够站在神面前。
And Lord gave us a white garment so that we can stand in front of Him.
啊，因为这个样子，所以
And because of this,
啊，主耶稣为我们受苦啊，使我们改变了人生的一切。
And because Christ suffered for us, so it really changes everything for us.
啊，那这个就是我们。为主耶稣活的一个最重要的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why we must live for Christ.
啊，那如果我们看十九节啊，还有一些他借着的灵传道给那些在监狱里面的灵听。
Verse 19, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison.
啊，罗马天主教就以这个啊来发啊来变成一个啊说主耶稣。死了三天就到监牢里面，在阴间里面传福音给那些人听。
Based on the belief of Roman Catholic, they believe that Jesus, after Jesus died, he went into Hades and he preached.
哦，那等于说死了以后还有机会。
And basically, they're teaching that the teaching is there's still hope even after you die.
哦，但是我们的了解是不一样。
But our understanding is different.
哦，那一些现在已经在阴间的人。
Those who are already in Hades,
他在活的时候曾经有神的灵感动人传福音给他。
And maybe while they were still living, they were moved by the Spirit because of people preaching to them.
然后二十节
，verse 20，
就是挪亚的方舟那个世代。
Just like in the days of Noah.
其实神也有感动挪亚传警告给他们。
And God also moved Noah to preach the good news.
只是他们选择不愿意接受。
But they chose not to listen.
所以，十七节一直到最后，就是在讲主耶稣是义代替不义的，这个是我们的榜样。
And verse 18 it says, because Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust.
那第四章第一节开始就把它转换作我们。以后洗礼以后要怎么生活
And in chapter 4, it actually goes in to talk about what type of lifestyle should we live after we believe in Christ.
所以第四章第一节。
Let's look at verse 1, chapter 4.